Do you think that Nazem Kadri will be shopped this offseason?
Well, that could happen anyway. You know, I think it's a possibility. You know, my read on it is that that's not plan A for the Leafs by any stretch. As they look to create room for money, you know, I think, you know, moving Zaitsev, potentially seeing if Patrick Marleau has any interest in moving on. You know, there's probably some other things that Kyle Dubas and his staff would work through before getting to that stage. But, you know, I think it's a possibility. I mean, at Kadri's age, I still think his contract has a fair bit of value given what he's paid. And, you know, internally, now that they're paying William Nylander what they are, you know, maybe it's best to use him as a center moving forward and sort of shift around your assets. So, you know, I don't think that decision would be tied entirely to this, but you can't rule it out. I mean, look, if the Leafs lose this round and it's deemed that a big reason why that happened is that their depth was hurt by a decision, you know, by Nazem, a bad decision in this case, poor decision, you know, that would be all part of, you know, what would have to go into making that kind of evaluation. And you know, as I say, even if he wasn't suspended in this series, I think that was a possibility for them just because he's getting a little older. He still has a contract to be moved. He's still a good player other teams would want. And I think he could get you a decent return while freeing up some cap space. And now that this has been added to the pile the second straight year, he's put his team in a tough spot. You know, hard to ignore the fact that is going to be something that management takes into account when they're making decisions.
Do you have any idea how management has felt about this or how this has been received within the Leafs' locker room and front office?
Well, my sense from the front office is that, you know, I think they're very curious to see how this plays out. I mean, look, I'm speaking now as though I believe it's a certainty he's done for the series. I guess there's a chance it's not quite that severe. You know, I think that they're curious to see what they hear from the player safety department, what indication they get about why that the punishment is what it is and why it's come down. And I think that they think a little bit in the past that you know, Naz doesn't have anyone, that they're almost looking for reasons to nail him on things. You know, and look, there's no disputing what he did the other night is not a suspendable act. I don't think anyone within the Leafs feels that way. But so, you know, I don't know that they've really rendered much judgment. They you know, no one likes that this has happened, but at the same time, you got to remember hockey people view this different than the public. I mean, this is a sport played on the edge when it's at its best. The playoffs are extremely emotional. You know, Kadri played a great game that night until cross-checking DeBrusk in the face. I mean, he was one of the Leafs that was really in the battle, that really showed up in that game, and some of his teammates certainly didn't. And, you know, it was done primarily defending a teammate, even though it's not the way you want to use your energy. So, you know, I don't think that he's being vilified internally maybe as much as he might be externally. But, you know, at the same time, I think they're waiting to see if there's a way to get that suspension reduced, you know, with what they're telling them right now in a discipline hearing happening in New York.
Oof. It was, yeah, I mean, it cost them the game, too. I mean, they probably lose it either way, but down 2 goals with 6 minutes left, it's still a game. But
well, in this offense, right? I mean, that's one of the things that makes the Leafs scary. They could have a poor game as they did through especially 2 periods in that one and still roar back. I mean, we saw it a few times down the stretch, the 7-6 game with Philadelphia where they came back. I mean, one of the things that really scares you about the Leafs is when they start cheating for chances and pour it all on is that they can't actually come back and score. They have so many weapons, and so you don't want to take yourself out of it, much the way Tigers competitors did on the weekend. You want to have his approach to things and give yourself as many chances as possible down the stretch of a game.
Talking to Chris Johnson, so obviously there's no excuses, right? There's no justification for what Nazem Kadri did, but I don't think anybody watches that game too and says, well, that was pretty good officiating, unless you just want no officiating in the postseason, which I guess is what some people want. It's definitely what the Boston Bruins want, because I think it favors the less skilled team. But is there any sense that you get from the league that was not what they're looking to do as far as officiating in this postseason, or is that fine? Like the gloves are supposed to be off and supposed to let the teams decide it on the ice.
No, that wasn't viewed favorably. I mean, look, the refs, even if they don't call every infraction to the same standard as would be expected, you know, they lost some control that game to a degree, I think. And you know, it probably could have been snuffed out earlier. You know, the fact that DeBrusk and Kadri were given offsetting penalties when DeBrusk punched Kadri in the face a couple times, and then they called Kadri on what I think was a really weak hooking call, you know, in the second period. And, you know, given where the standard of that particular game was enforced, then he comes out of the penalty box and gets tripped or kneed or whatever we want to call it by DeBrusk, and that isn't called. I mean, I think that there was a series of things that led up to that that maybe could have, you know, been better. But at the same time, look, not every game is perfect. It certainly is not an excuse for doing what Kadri did. And, you know, I think that one of the things we've seen often, it's the same, you know, international hockey, you never know what you get. The playoffs, not everything's going to go your way, and especially the officiating. And, you know, I think that you have to show a bit more mental toughness than the Leafs did. And so, you know, that's been the message, you know, that's come out of this, you know, within the Leafs dressing room, is it's not necessarily going to be called to the standard you expect, but you can't let the refs beat you. You can't let the other team get you down with some of the things that happen. You have to have a little bit more, I guess, composure than what Nazem Kadri showed on Saturday.
I don't disagree with the Nazem Kadri part of this. I would just think that his only defense, and I do think that there's a level of credibility with it, especially when you are dealing with a guy like George Parros, of going in that room and when they review the tape of saying, look at how this played out, look at how everything went down, let's all acknowledge at least that this game completely got out of hand and how it led to a moment like this. Like, does he not have any chance that it is interpreted that way? Like, again, we're talking about hockey people and how it's adjudicated differently.
Plus,
than,
he was given the biggest punishment he could have in the game, right? The 5 minute and the game.
Is there any type of case, or do you think that it's just like, nope, sorry, that's the moment. You had time. You thought about the action. Does he go in there and have any case considering how the game was being officiated?
Well, and a part of his case for sure will be that the Bruins were very clear in the lead up to game two about what they wanted to do. You know, it was premeditated action for them to up the level of physicality, intensity, to blur the lines. You know, they were very clear about that as they put David Backes back in the lineup. You know, some of Bruce Cassidy's comments and the players' comments before the game that they wanted to push the limits, and you know, they did. And you know, they helped get it there too. And so I think that, you know, that will be, it was not an action outside of all, everything going on around it. You know, it was something that could logically be, you know, got to, even though obviously it's clearly not in the rule book. It's not allowed. It's not accepted in the code of the sport, anything like that. You know, I think that there's a defense there. I just think what's going to hurt him most is the fact that he has four previous suspensions, that he was suspended for a play that was remarkably similar, even though it was a hit on Wingles instead of a cross check on DeBrusk. You know, a year ago in the playoffs, that he had to sit three playoff games, which is a, you know, viewed as a really severe suspension in the league. I mean, there's not a lot of guys in the last 10 years that have had one that long in the playoffs, and that he, you know, evidently didn't learn from that. You know, I think that those are the factors, kind of the historical factors, are probably going to hurt him a little bit more than anything that you can point to within that game situation that led to it.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a fair evaluation of it. I guess the next question, though, is what's the process for the league when reviewing officiating? Because I would have to think that the league office looks at this and says, this was a disaster. Like, it truly was. Like, you mentioned some of the calls that went against the Leafs, but the way that the game got to escalate to that point, the amount of calls that were missed, and how favorable that would tilt in one team's favor, I don't know what comes next with that. Do these officials sit down and review tape with anyone? Do teams put in a call and get discussions with the head office? Like, what, how do you move forward from this? Like, what is the process?
Well, every series has an NHL appointed rep on it. Someone from the hockey operations department. In this case, it's Mike Murphy from the league, a very senior league official on the hockey ops side. And so he's watching every game. He actually has an open dialogue with the GMs and coaches involved in the series and with the referees themselves. Things big and small, you know, come to his level, and certainly something as large as the way a game is officiated, especially if it's as off the rails as it was in game two, you know, that falls under his purview. And the way the officials get graded is they don't get future assignments. You know, these guys get paid extra to work in the playoffs, and potentially, you know, the two officials on Saturday, you know, might not get selected to work the next round, or might not get further assignments this round. And that's really how it goes. I mean, the officials you see on the ice in the Stanley Cup final are deemed to be the ones that have done the best job throughout the playoffs and been the most reliable over time and the best of the best among their profession. And so that's kind of how they're almost competing amongst each other. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every single game played throughout the playoffs is under pretty close scrutiny by the league, and all this stuff is documented. And there, I think there is a feedback with the referees, as there is during the regular season, about things that might be missed or things that could have been done better. And, you know, that's kind of where they're at.
Yeah. And Mike Babcock talked about that after the game too, because everybody's, you know, careful with their words. But yeah, we'll see if we see those officials moving forward as the playoffs progress. So the decision has been made, we assume, from the pregame skate that it'll be Patrick Marleau and Connor Brown centered by William Nylander on that third line without Nazem Kadri tonight. Was that a given to you? Do you think it's different if this game is on the road as opposed to at home where you can control the matchups? What do you think of that decision?
I saw that as more or less a given just because, you know, in the games, Kadri missed 8 games during the season and Nylander was the one who went to center at that point. You know, they didn't really use Marleau as a center option much this season. They did it far more last year when they had the chance. And so, you know, given the fact that I think it's probably something we're going to see in the future for him, that he's handled it this season, I thought it made sense to put him in that position. Obviously, he's struggling badly. They just flipped the guys over and there's still a sort of a fallback option built in there. But, you know, that line with Nylander at center and you know, Brown and Marleau on the wings has, I think, a lot less offensive potential than what the previous one did with Kadri and Nylander. We saw them hook up on that long breakaway pass goal by Nylander in game one. But, you know, not every line needs to score. And I'm sure they'll be looking at that as more of a shutdown option, one they're looking to more or less come out with a 50-50 split on. And you know, I'm sure Mike Babcock would be happy if that's where it ends up without Kadri.
Did you find out why there was no review given for the Jake DeBrusk knee on knee, or how that was interpreted by the league?
They viewed it as one that didn't rise above, you know, what should have been a penalty on the ice. And you know, it's important to delineate here. You know, the officials are governed by one part of the NHL, and the player safety, which hands out suspensions and fines, and that is completely different. And so they're not there to judge what should have been called on the ice or not. It's about if a play goes beyond that. And I think that essentially their view was that that should have been probably a tripping call or a kneeing call, but it wasn't serious enough to warrant any further punishment than that. And so, you know, that's where they went there. It was, you know, something that they looked at, but reasonably quickly, I would say, they came to the conclusion that didn't require more in terms of a suspension or something.